Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I'm your host, Charvette, and I'm excited to have all of my listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Listen, we appreciate you. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to stay up to date with all of the great shows and the great interviews that I have lined up, you need to join my e-blast list and my phone blast list. And you can do that by visiting my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. And we'll be glad to send you a reminder and let you know all of the great things that are taking place on my show. Also, if you have questions, you can email me directly at info, that's I-N-F-O, at Mitchell-Productions.com. And if you're listening live, feel free to join us in the chat room. We are taking questions from listeners, and you must be a registered user of Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we also have the phone lines open, so if you have a question for my guest, you can dial in at 347. That's area code 347, and the number is 945-5907 for those that are listening live. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I'm telling you today I have a motivational and exciting guest, and his name is Fat Daddy. He's the author of Generosity or Justice, Win a Battle, Lose a World War. Welcome to the show, Fat Daddy.
Thank you. How are you today? Happy to be on your show.
Great. I'm doing fabulous. It's Easter. We just finished Easter weekend. The weather's nice, so I can't complain.
All right. All right.
Listen, you've got to tell our listeners, where did you get the nickname or the name Fat Daddy?
The nickname Fat Daddy came from a friend and a coworker of mine. One day, my wife at the time was pregnant. We was expecting our first child. I was a little chubby little guy, a little fat guy, and a friend told me, he said, "You're going to be a little fat little daddy," you know.
So
started calling me Fat Daddy. That's how I got my name.
And you can't. So I just wanted to clarify that so our listeners wouldn't think I was calling you names. That is the actual name on your book.
that's my nickname, and I later on opened up a motorcycle shop, which I named Fat Daddy's Power Shop. So the name Fat Daddy has stuck with me for a while.
Okay, great. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Daddy is the author of Generosity or Justice, and I want to tell you a little bit about the book, and then we're going to jump into the interview. All right. This book, Generosity or Justice, is based on a true story about a deputy sheriff who was injured and wrongly accused of an incident while on duty. Terminated from a 14-year career, he was forced to prove his innocence and clear his name. He was simply performing the job he was so well-trained and dedicated to do. After his termination, Officer Fat Daddy was very confused about what to do next. He had lost the only job he truly loved and enjoyed, and he felt betrayed by the system he respected. Left with a conundrum of thoughts of all he had been through, including figuring out how he would take care of his family, he fought to be a man, he fought to understand, but most of all, he fought for justice. So on his own, he took on an organization to get his job reinstated and to regain his reputation. And again, I am speaking with Fat Daddy, the author of Generosity or Justice. Please visit his website while you're listening to us online, and you can check out his website at www.generosityorjustice.com. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into the interview. So, Fat Daddy, tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right, Charlotte. I, like you said, I'm a retired disabled deputy sheriff, and I am the author and publisher of Generosity of Justice, a true story about a personal incident that happened to me while I was employed as a deputy sheriff.
Wow. And what inspired you to write the book?
A lot inspired me to write the book. Mainly, I would say my kids inspired me to write the book because I was always preaching that you had to stand up for yourself. I was always trying to teach my kids to stand up for themselves. And how did it look? An incident happened to me, and I wasn't standing up for myself. I didn't know how to get this story out, so I figured the best way was to write a book and let everybody across the world know exactly what happened and what I did to stand up for myself.
Wow. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. So how did you come up with the title for the book and the subtitle?
Well, the title, Generosity or Justice, actually came from a poem. An ex-coworker wrote a poem, which my book opens with a poem and it closes with the poem. The Generosity or Justice poem that it closes with, basically it was I satisfied with the generous payout that the city gave me to keep my mouth shut, or was justice really served?
Mm.
That's how the title came up. Win a battle, lose a war, You win a battle. I might have won the battle of getting reinstated and getting my job back and getting my disability and everything, but did I really lose the war on life because I really can't do certain things that I used to do? I'm 42% disabled in my right arm.
Wow. So tell us about the most interesting chapter of the book, and if you want to share a little bit about, you know, the book, read a little bit, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, I would say the most interesting chapter. Well, I would say every chapter in the book was interesting, but if you want to take the most interesting chapter in the book, I would say it would be chapter 16. Why chapter 16? Chapter 16 is when I lost my job. And yes, I would like to share maybe two paragraphs out of chapter 16 with you.
Sure.
I'll read from chapter 16. It starts, "I was dumb, but I wasn't stupid. Things were a little too quiet, and one bright sunny day, while waiting for the mailman, he brought me a certified letter, which read, 'Dear Mr. Fat Daddy, effective 0800 hours on March 13th, 2002, your services with the Richland Sheriff's Office will no longer be needed. It is imperative that you contact this office within 5 days of receiving this letter to arrange for the return of all department-issued equipment. You will also need to complete paperwork in the payroll section to get a refund from the Virginia Retirement System. Sincerely, Captain Hickson.' I read this letter to my wife, but don't remember what it was she said, because at the time, all I saw was tow trucks towing our cars away. The mortgage company was sitting our furniture out on the street, the light went dim, and the water stopped dripping in the kitchen sink. The room started spinning, and my heart stopped beating. They hadn't just turned off a couple of circuit breakers in my life, they had hit the main switch. This time, I was in shutdown mode, but my wife said, 'To heck with them. We're going to open the power shop full blast. We don't need them.' I had heard what she said, but it didn't register. What happened to the policies and procedures? What about my hearing? Many questions filled my mind. To me, this was illegal, so I contacted my attorney, and he told me he would get back to me." That's all I'll read right now. I'll find that they terminated me through the mail.
Wow.
It was too coward to bring me in and look me in the face and take my job away from me. They gave it to the mailman, sent me a certified letter. So I would say that that chapter was the most interesting to answer that question.
Wow. And so have you always been someone that was a writer, or really was this incident or the situation something that drove you to, you know, put pen to paper?
This incident. The only writing I ever done was writing incident and accident reports. Writing I had to do in school growing up. But, yeah, this incident really forced me to put pen to paper because I wanted you and all the listeners to know exactly what happened to me. Like you said, there's three sides to every story.
That's
the
right.
The department told the first side of the story when they terminated my employment. By me writing this book, it allowed me to tell the other two sides of the story, the first side being the truth and the second side being my side of the story.
Wow. And can you tell us just a little bit about the incident that drove to the termination? I know I read a little bit of the kind of intro, but can you give us a little bit more color to that?
Sure. I was terminated for falsifying a doctor's note. My department told me I falsified a doctor's note, but what they didn't realize is I faxed the doctor's note into the department, and the doctor's note was actually altered. The fax copy was altered. I was smart enough to keep the original doctor's note, which actually saved me in this lawsuit.
Wow. And the reason why you were under doctor's care was because of job performance, something that happened on your job, right?
Yes, I broke my arm. I broke the ulna bone in my right arm, which left me with two plates, 12 screws in my arm, and six pins in my right arm, assisting a fellow officer in the line of duty.
Wow. And did other people in, you know, your precinct or wherever you worked, did they support you, or did you feel kind of like you were running after this battle by yourself?
I was totally on the wall by myself. I was at this wall by myself. It seemed like the department had told everybody not to have any contact with me because I filed a lawsuit, and these guys were ordered not to speak to me. So I was all alone. All I had was family, and I thought I had friends, but after this incident, you learn who your friends are.
So true. So true. So what kind of feedback have you been getting from readers that have purchased your book?
Well, now the tables have turned. The feedback, the most repeated comment I have been getting is, "Fat Daddy, I never knew you were going through this so much. I never knew this was happening."
Mm.
Other feedback I hear, you know, the book is excellent. Once I picked it up, I couldn't put it down. It's a real page turner.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to know, is there going to be a part two? Is there going to be a second book?
Is there a sequel or a prequel, right?
Yeah, but this was just my story. I really wrote this book because, first of all, I never had a job taken away from me. And they took it away from me for no reason. It wasn't my fault. So I fought and fought to write this book to tell my stories. Rather than keep telling the same story over and over on the street, I figured I'd write a book and let everybody read it.
Absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Fat Daddy. He is the author of Generosity or Justice, and you can check him out on the World Wide Web at www.generosityorjustice.com. So go visit it now. Go purchase his book and hear about this fascinating story. And I know now we're saying it's a story and we can read it, but this is something that you had to live through. Do you ever have moments when you go back and maybe read some parts of the book and it kind of hits you and you're like, wow, you know, I lived through this, I walked through this?
Well, you know, I'll answer this question two ways. I read my book every week, believe it or not. But sometimes I don't want to live through this. I don't want to read this. But like you said, I just constantly remind myself of what I went through because reading my book makes me stronger for other incidents.
Absolutely, absolutely. So where can listeners purchase your book?
Right now my book's sold locally in Richmond at Barkey's Record Shop. That's 18th. East Broad Street here in the city. My books are also currently being stocked at VCU Bookstore on Broad Street.
Okay.
Also in the Black History Museum on Clay Street. My book retails for $14.95, and you can call me at 804-909-2278, and I'll even deliver a copy to you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what other kind of service you can get like that delivered to your door. So how have book sales been going?
Book sales are very great, very, very great. Right now I'm in my third print. Sales are just taking off. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing true story. Once you read it, I find that readers are telling me that they can relate to certain incidents in the book, and they just can't stop talking about it.
Great. And what kind of message do you want to convey to readers? What do you want people to walk away with?
Well, the message in the book, there's a lot of messages in there, but I'll give you one message. There's someone out there that knows someone that has been wrongly accused. You can't take it lying down. You have to stand up and fight. You know, I wasn't a fighter. This book, this incident made me become a fighter. But people get terminated, wrongly accused of stuff, and they just don't do anything about it because they don't have the fight to do anything about it. You have to stand up and you have to fight.
Great. And if someone is going through a similar scenario, kind of what are the top, five things that they should do or they should think about, getting ready to, fight against an organization or someone that has wrongly accused them? What tips would you have for them?
They should start collecting cans. It's very expensive. It's a very expensive process. You have to get your mind right. Five things is fight, 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 fight. That's what you have to do. But it's trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to go. You have to go through. You just have to start praying and ask the Almighty Man upstairs to help you out. Put it in His hands. That's what I did.
All right, and that works every time.
Every time.
Works every time. Do you have book signings scheduled? Where can our listeners find you?
I have the only book signing I have right now coming up is at the VCU bookstore, and that's going to be the beginning of April. But I'll have that posted on my website. If listeners or stay in touch with my website, it'll give all my next events that's coming up, all book signings and all schedules that's coming up in the near future.
Great. And again, you can visit the website at www.generosityorjustice.com. Sign his guest book. Let him know you were there. And check out his website. It has some interesting information. And if someone wants to schedule you for a book signing or maybe even a speaking event or a conference or seminar, how should they contact you?
They can contact me several ways. They can contact me personally by phone, 804-909-2278. 24 hours a day, they can catch me on AIM, and that's Fat Daddy 1 at AIM. You can instant message me, or Generosity or Justice at Yahoo, at Gmail, or at Hotmail. I'm on 24 hours a day. You can give me a call, or you can visit my website, Generosity or Justice, the title of the book. That's GenerosityorJustice.com, generosityorjustice.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you've got several ways to contact Fat Daddy if you need to get in touch with him and also to purchase his book. So you've got to tell us, how has quality of life changed since your ordeal?
My quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I'm 42% disabled in my right arm. I have 2 plates, 12 screws, and 6 pins in my wrist. I'm on lifetime pain medication, and I'm right-handed. You know, there are certain activities that I just can't do anymore, like play basketball, play sports, period, box. I used to study martial arts. The doctor had told me one time after one of my many surgeries, I had 2 major surgeries and 4 different procedures. I went under the knife 6 times. I used to own Fat Daddy's Custom Cycles, where I was known to the world as the Black Jesse James in motorcycles.
Wow.
I had customers come all over from New York, far as north as New York, or far as Florida, south, because that's where the money was.
Right.
I was even flown to Japan. I was flown to Japan to customize a bike for the Japanese. Now, picture me knowing something that the Japanese didn't know. I used to drag race motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I used to do, I can't do anymore. You know, after this incident, my quality of life has definitely changed. You know, so how do I spend my day? I spend my day trying to find something to do. Another answer to answer that question, the readers out there or listeners out there, if you're right-handed, take a test with me. You want to know how my quality of life changed? Stick your right hand in your pocket for an hour. Just do it for an hour because I have to do it every day. Stick your right hand in your pocket and cook dinner. Get out there and put your pajamas on with one hand. Try cooking dinner. Try scrambling an egg. Butter some toast. This is what I have to go through every day because I lost just about half the use of my right arm.
Right. For the call of duty. On behalf of the call of duty. And how has this impacted your family?
It's impacted my family. Well, a lot has impacted my family. Like I said, I can't do the things with my kids I used to do. You know, play basketball. My son is a basketball star. He's 17 going on 18, and, you know, I just can't beat him in basketball anymore. But a lot mentally and emotionally has affected everybody.
Wow. And do you feel like you will write additional books or, you know, has this really turned on your author hat?
Not really. The hardest thing for me was to write this book. Now, I wrote another book. It would probably be about the afterlife of generosity of justice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm finding that writing is just not really for me, but I like the feedback. I like the feedback from a lot of readers that say they enjoy what I write. They enjoy the way I word my book. I only wrote this book because it's a true story. I have no other story to tell. I wanted this story told. I'm going to concentrate on selling this story and telling this story. Every time you see me, I'm talking about generosity and justice.
All right. And would you say you got generosity or would you say you got justice?
I'm going to say I got both.
All right.
That's why I pushed my book. They told me I couldn't have both, the generosity or the justice, but I fought and I fought and I fought to get generosity and justice.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much for sharing your story and certainly want listeners to go out and purchase the book. If you have, like you said, your other readers have said it's a page-turner and they had to keep reading it. They couldn't put it down, and certainly a true life story. You know, is definitely interesting. A lot of reality TV and all of those reality-type shows are popular now, so why not support somebody from the capital city of Richmond, and it's a true story. I'm sure the book probably cites locations and things within the city of Richmond.
Yes, it does. A lot of people, like I speak about off-duty jobs. I used to work clubs, you know, PS7, Club Ivory's, all the 7-Eleven and Nick's supermarkets. Everywhere I work off-duty, that's what makes the book interesting. A lot of people can relate to certain places and certain incidents that I mentioned in the book.
Great. And then certainly if you're not in Richmond, that's okay. We would still want you to have an opportunity to read the book because it is the true story of really someone who took on an organization and fought and got generosity and got justice. Tell us a little bit about the person you said you had a coworker that wrote poems that opened and closed the book. Is she a published author also?
Her book is coming out too. Her name is Virginia Pulliam, and she was a coworker with me. And she wrote the poem "Generosity or Justice," and she wrote the poem that opens the book. If we have time, I'd like to share the poem with you.
Absolutely, go right ahead.
"Generosity or Justice." I was truly generous with my time in this place, trying to make a dime, giving my all for what I love. Law enforcement is in my blood. I was the man around this place, always doing one step above. Mad respect I got from my peers. Officer Dedication was my name, but Fat Daddy is my claim to fame. In the line of duty, I hurt my hand, not knowing no one wanted to love a hurt man. A little time off was all I asked for. They not knowing the depth of my pain, the administration frowned on my disability. Not wanting to understand the doctor's request for leave, workers' comp, they were truly displeased. I love this job. I gave my all. There was no justice in your displeasure for my discomfort, and now you question my integrity. Not pleased with the doctor's note I presented to you, now it's me against you as you slowly strip away my 14 years of loyal service. As I step back to look, I could not believe what I saw. mad body language, and attitude. You wanted to destroy me. Lawyers' debates, documentation, tape-recorded conversation. After 14 years of service, I have to prove myself. Emotional stress, depression, little pills to make me feel good about the place I'm in. I had my hours on the couch trying to soothe my soul. More documentation and lawyers' debates. Finally, the judge with his eyes open cracked down his gavel saying, enough is enough. Pay this man for his pain, suffering, and all his disability back pay. Now I'm a man without a plan, living day to day. You tell me, generosity or justice?
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And how did you all connect so that she could, it's like she just took the essence of your story and put it in that poem.
Right. Well, she was
a part of the, did she know everything that was going on?
Yeah, she was at one time a deputy sheriff, and she knew firsthand about the experiences that I was going through. And I guess she was my, I cried a lot to so many people. She was a close friend that listened.
Awesome. And give us her name again.
That's Virginia Pulliam, and this poem was written October 2006.
All right. Well, Fat Daddy, thank you so much again for joining the show. We wish you much success with your book and your book sales.
Thank you very much. To the listeners out there, visit my site, Generosity or Justice. Like you say, sign my guest book, and it's a great read.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Remember, all of our shows are saved online, so if you miss any portion of the show, you can come back and listen to the full show. Hey, tell a friend about the show. You can even send them a direct link, and they can listen to the show at another time. We're excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you and we thank you. Remember, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. To stay up to date on all of the great shows and interviews we have lined up, please join our e-blast list by visiting my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Until we meet again on the airwaves, have a great day, have a great week, and may God bless you. Peace and love.